The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans are 1-0 in conference play and 4-1 overall, and ranked number 8 in both the AP and Amway coaches polls. Michigan State plays at Purdue on Saturday, a 3:30 game to appear on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, and then we'll open up the call for media questions.
Okay, thank you. Looking forward to going down to Purdue here this weekend. Look for a great challenge there. Excited about the opportunities that lie in front of us, and I'll take questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Rusty Miller with Associated Press.
Hey, Mark, I know it's just stats, but 6 of the top 20 teams in the nation in total defense are from the Big Ten. I'm just wondering if this is a good year for the Big Ten in terms of defense, or I don't know, if there's an explanation for that.
Well, I think there's great coaching going on in the Big Ten. I think very good football players. It usually, to me, stats get played out about the end of the season, you know, after you look at everything and you sort of have it starts to define itself, especially as the season goes along and progresses in the Big Ten Conference. So I think it's a little bit early to lay it all out there like that, but good football being played here and very good coaching.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Coach, what did you want your players to take away from the way the game unfolded it late on Saturday night?
I think from the overall game, what you take away from it is if you follow the plan and you can succeed in your plan, you can be successful. We need to be able to close it out, and, you know, the game is never over. I mean, that game changed very, very quickly from really 27-3 to all of a sudden with 30 seconds ago, Nebraska has a chance to win it. So, you know, credit Nebraska with continuing to play through, and then on our end, you know, we missed an interception, got a chance to close it out. There's just different things that go on. You have a punt return, poor coverage, but great individual play by their return man, but again, poor coverage as well. So I just think that you cannot relax in this game. There's too many good players on the field. There's too many guys that are working extremely hard to try and be successful, whether you're behind or ahead, and you have to be able to finish.
Coach, what has made your road record so successful while a head coach at Michigan State, and can you compare that at all with the past of this program or your time we're here as an assistant when weren't as successful on the road?
You know, I really haven't looked at that aspect. You know, it's just a product, I think, of what we believe here and how we go about our business as a staff and as players. And at one point during our time here in the last 7 years, we started winning football games at home, and then it became necessary to win football games away. So we took a different approach and did some different things to try and stay fresh. And, you know, we just try and accept it as a challenge. And in a lot of ways, it helps us become even more focused, I think, when we go away.
Your next question comes from the line of Scott Dotterman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Mark, last year you had a situation with your quarterbacks. It's kind of similar to the situation involving some of your competitors, where when you have a quarterback where you put that much investment into, a team captain with a year's worth of equity, how difficult is it for you as a coach to unseat a player like that?
It was very difficult in 2013 to do that for me personally. But at the end of the day, as a coach and as a program, you have to play the player relative to what you believe is going to allow your program to be most successful at that point in time. But I think if you treat people as individuals and you always stay with them and continue your relationship with them, everything in the end always seems to move forward. But life is about challenges. So if nothing else, you know, you learn how to handle those challenges when you're in a competitive environment like that, like this. And especially at the quarterback position, which is a position of leadership by nature. It was very, very difficult, but we just try and be consistent and fair in the way we handled things, and I thought everybody got a shot.
How difficult is it for you also to just kind of allow yourself to have that leap of faith when you have a young ascending player like Connor Cook, and of course the way he's played, but at that point he hadn't made those plays to to have that faith that he's going to, and you have to work through those mistakes until he gets to become the player that he is.
Well, I think that's coaching, and that's part of the game. You know that there's going to be a learning curve involved when you put a young player in there. But experience should allow that player to at least rise his level of play, and at least you can find out where he's going to hit his plateau at. If you continue to play him, you'll know. But I think experience breeds success, and sometimes when you're young like this, you're going to see a big learning curve. You're going to see a big jump in progress as he moves forward.
Your next question comes to the line of Dan Murphy with ESPN.
You mentioned Marcus Rush and his consistency in the past. Where is he taking the biggest strides to improve himself this season?
He's always been a dominant player for us. He's always had great football games here. So he's maintained as much as anything, but I think where he's really risen is in his leadership as a person and his leadership development within our football team. He's now a senior. He had great performances, as a redshirt freshman and as a sophomore and junior. But I just think that now he's a little bit more geared towards this is his last go-around, his last fall here as a player, and it's all coming to an end. So I think he's pushing it a little bit more, especially in his areas of leadership, and it's a little bit more personal to him.
Do he and Shalik push each other in that kind of way and challenge each other?
Yeah, they do. They're very good friends. Shalik is a very enthusiastic player, even in practice. And I think they push each other to get better and better, and they hold themselves to pretty high standards.
Your next question comes along with Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach. Bo Pelini was on, and he was saying that they're going to talk to the Big Ten office about defensive players clapping that threw off their snap count. Is that something you try to have your guys avoid doing? Do you think it happened in that game at all?
We have different ways that we have to move our front. Okay, so some of that is in clapping. Some of that is other all kinds of hand signals for us. I think what happened was he heard a clap, but their center is not looking at the quarterback when he snaps the ball. Maybe that's the way that they normally do it, but in an environment like we had here, he needs to look at the quarterback, I guess. I don't know. But we're moving our people, and so from my perspective, we have the opportunity to move our people any way we want to move them.
Got it.
We've got time for one last question from the media.
Your final question comes from one of Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Mark, I was wondering what you saw and what Appleby gave Purdue at quarterback last week in his first start.
He looked confident. He looked like a guy that was a gamer on the field. He had a big 62-yard run. He threw the ball with velocity. There's no question about that. But he looked extremely confident that he was going to take advantage of this opportunity, that he was a gamer, that he wasn't going to be intimidated by the situation. I think he did a nice job.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks.